This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
What are you plugging in this time?
It's the new national anthem for the United States of America. Do you think they'll like it?
I think they'll love it. That is very, very good.
Yvette and Glenn.
Mother is actually here. We're actually here doing our Anytime podcast with a gorgeous Glenn, the gorgeous Mr. Carl Beattie, and we're in my mother's house.
Yes, this is incredible.
Yes.
In a very nice cottage. I never thought I'd be doing cottaging in Droylsden anytime soon.
Droylsden? Where's Droylsden?
Well, that's what it said on the map.
No, we're not in Droylsden.
It said East Cheshire.
Look at your mother's
face. It said East Cheshire Council welcomes you. Are we not in Droylsden, Ange?
Droylsden.
Come here. This is like people from the Wirral saying, we're not in Liverpool.
Exactly. They
What's
get people.
What's wrong with Droylsden?
Nothing wrong at all. I think that's very rude.
I don't know why.
Yes, it's lovely, lovely place.
It is a very nice place. We're only laughing because I was looking at my mother's face. When we used to live on a place called Pochard Drive. And she actually said, will you shush, mother? She's calling the dog from the kitchen outside. The door is open and she's calling the dog Meggy. Normally when we're not here, she goes, Meggy. But because we're here, it's Megan.
She's got a posh voice on.
She's gone posh. Yeah. Anyway, going back to Pochard Drive.
I've got you in delay on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you are.
Clever,
isn't
how
it?
Weird is, this is like looking through a mirror.
But now you're going to get double delay.
Oh, God, yes.
Excuse me. I was talking.
Were you saying
it
something?
It was very boring for the people that are listening, isn't it? And can't see your periscopes. I was saying.
Oh, hang on. I'm just watching myself hold the phone up to Carl's phone.
Wow. That's
you
so
two
good.
Are doing my head in. Can I just finish what I'm saying? Mother, for God's sake!
Have we started?
Yes!
Oh, we have, haven't we?
Yes, we have!
I think we finished.
Pochard is pronounced Pochard.
Yes.
And mother made us say Pochard. This is what my mother is like. So expect lots of Mrs. Bouquet
airs and
moments.
Graces.
Exactly, as we're here in her kitchen.
Okay.
And her front room. Right, so, of course, we have an evening full of wonderfulness. We've got our lovely Correspondence Corner. We've
yes.
got our mystery...
Correspondence Corner!
Not yet! No, not yet!
Is Will hiding under the stairs?
He is!
Ready to sing for us later.
He's doing a Harry Potter. He's in the cupboard under the stairs. And we've also got this, We've got two bags of cheesy balls.
Supermarket's own brand balls.
Absolutely. We've got Asda and Morrison's. Now, we're missing the Sainsbury's this evening.
Oh.
Which you normally bring.
No, I usually bring the Asda ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where did I get...
I've got the Waitrose.
You've got Waitrose cheesy balls?
Yes.
That's where? Vegan as well.
She's a liar. She lies. She's just a liar. Right, let's try these.
Right. I'm going over.
These are, me too. These are the Asda. Show yourself, Mr. Beattie. You're just doing camera work.
Once a cameraman, always
know,
a cameraman.
But, you know, that's not what
don't,
you...
Don't you think I could put these in a
bowl so no. We can't tell so who's who?
No, just mix the packets up.
I'm not looking.
I'm not looking either.
Not looking.
Right, now. Now, the cheesy balls are coming through. Yeah, the cheesy ball challenge.
Oh, this is clever.
I would say... Let's have a look. I'll do this.
Yes.
This is the cheesy ball challenge.
Right.
Cheesy ball challenge.
Yes.
Cheesy ball challenge.
Oh, this is business. I'm going to have to take my jacket off.
Ooh, this is serious.
Oh, do you know? Look at you. You all said it's like Magic Mike XXL, isn't it? It's
yeah, like that's my waistline. That's my waistline.
Glenneth, extra large. Mother, shut up. Sake.
Right, are you going to go first?
Yes.
Name your ball and supermarket.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, take the next one.
Set of balls one or set of balls two?
That's set of balls one.
Starting to sound like Alan Dedicote from the lottery.
Oh, set of balls two is harder.
Is it?
There's a harder ball in my mouth.
Yeah.
The harder ball.
Yes.
Versus the softer ball.
I don't have them all. I've got to go yet.
The softer ball, this one, cheesy ball one on my right,
yeah,
is stronger.
Right. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm going to go for cheesy ball one as my favourite. I like a soft, cheesy ball.
A soft ball with a hard taste.
You go now.
Right.
Oh, this okay. is serious.
Well, I will go for cheesy ball one.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, it is. It is quite strong,
yes.
isn't it? Almost powdery in a way, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
A bit like those cheese thins you can get at Christmas time.
What's cheese thins?
It's like a cracker kind of.
Oh, I don't think I've had a cheese thin.
Now,
see what I'm saying?
Cheesy ball two.
Yeah.
It's harder.
Yeah.
And a slightly more lingering taste afterwards.
Yeah.
You see, people have sophisticated wine tasting evenings. We're tasting cheesy balls. As it turns out, I quite prefer number two. And I would even push the boat out a little bit, and I would say that cheesy balls two are the Asda ones.
Number one, yeah, Morrison's. Number two, Asda. So that means I prefer Morrison's cheesy balls.
And you prefer Asda?
Yeah.
Mother, come on.
Which one do you prefer?
Mother's going for cheesy balls two first. Mm.
Yeah.
Great nice.
And that one, that's cheesy ball one.
It does stick more to your gum. it's more doughy, what, you know?
Which one, cheesy ball one?
Well, what's that one?
That's cheesy ball one.
Oh, right, so there's only the two.
Mm. Yeah. How many balls do you want in your mouth, Mother?
There's three. Well, to be perfectly honest, they tasted exactly the same to me.
Well, that's interesting. So, do you want to reveal, Mr.
Yes,
Beattie?
Yes, they were both from the same packet.
No, they weren't!
Get
lost! You're lying! You're lying!
See?
No,
how
they
good
weren't.
Is that?
No!
Oh. You were correct in your assumption that the
sorry,
this side,
yeah.
cheesy ball one,
yeah.
was Morrison's.
Yeah.
Cheesy
yeah.
ball two.
So we were both right.
What about that then?
Hey, we were both right.
That's good though, the fact that it goes to show that the supermarkets cater for everyone because you preferred the Asda and you preferred the Morrison's.
But it's also.
I mean, you won't get any endorsements from Asda. And
but do you know what though? Do you know what I like? Do you know what I like? It's the fact that we both knew our cheesy balls.
Yes.
We knew our cheesy
we
balls.
We are cheesy ball...
Nutters.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying
connoisseurs,
I know. And I'm a bit of a red
it's
wine
quite
connoisseur.
Nice. Do you know when I said it sticks to your gums?
Yes.
I've just done a bite of Victoria sandwich mixed with it.
Well, I did start the Victoria sandwich before I started the cheesy balls. Maybe it's tainted my taste of the cheesy balls.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm enjoying the homemade cake, Angela.
Well,
it's a treat.
Will you sit down, Mr. Beattie, and stop doing the camera work?
Well, I can't reach
as I say, I did make it earlier.
Are you still periscoping?
Yeah. Shall I stop now?
Have we got any correspondence coming in?
Loads.
Have a look.
Can't
would you like me to
it.
Pass it over to me and I can read it?
Yes,
for
you can. You can
right,
read
okay.
over.
I'm going to try and slow down with your messages so I can read them.
Can I just say, Glenneth, How, well, you read, actually, and I'll ask Mr. Beattie, how was your day, Mr. Beattie, and what did you do?
I had a day at the accountants.
Can you put a dun-dun-dun in?
I've got to find one first. I'll edit that in now.
When you do that, it's a bit like his sex life. Oh. When he's just about to get there, she says, "Can you edit it in now?"
And he says, "I'll have to find it first."
Yeah. Brilliant. So, how was your day? You went to the accountant. All yes. Good. Fabulous.
Very, very happy.
Can I have more shoes and jewels?
You can have whatever you want.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Mother, how was your day?
Oh, I don't like that sound.
I don't like that side. Go on.
Come round to my microphone.
To be fair, the other one ain't.
No, there's no different, really, is there, Carl?
Lean in.
Oh, sorry, what is it you want
Lean
to
in
know?
To me, Angela, if you want, so we can hear, so the listeners can hear what you, how your day
oh,
was.
Oh, right. I didn't really do much today. I was to go, actually, to netball.
To netball?
Netball.
Netball.
I love netball.
As opposed to cheesy ball.
Yes. I love netball,
yes,
but tell what's the difference.
Go, but I didn't go in the end.
Is netball with a difference?
Oh, it is. It's walking netball.
Walking netball?
Good grief.
Oh, have you never heard? You must have heard of it. They do walking football for men over 60s or whatever age it is. And this is walking netball.
Have you ever seen that episode of Father Ted when it's the priests playing football?
No.
And they're all doddering across the field and everything like that. Yeah.
That's a bit like my mother then, isn't it, really? Without your cassocks.
No, but that's very good. That, it's very good for your exercise.
And is there no throwing of the ball? Is there
oh,
a ball?
Yeah, no, there's a ball. Yeah. They say it's just a netball.
But there's walking football.
There's walking football.
Oh, right.
For the elderly.
Yeah.
It's
sorry.
Really good.
How do you tackle what? Each other then?
Well, you just walk and bump into one another. Just, you know, you accidentally. Because once you get the ball, you're very excited. As you are. And then once you get the ball, you're running or walking with it. You know, fast walking.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to do today, but I didn't, unfortunately. I was going to go and have an x-ray.
Oh, were you? Is that an ex-boyfriend?
No, I was going with Richard, my son, yeah, right. For an x-ray. So I didn't do it, but I will do it next week.
Well, I want to know. Yes, like. we want an update on the walking netball.
Yeah, yeah.
She even said, "Would I like to go?" No, I wouldn't.
Walking netball, walking dead.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah, because there are a lot of bowlers that go as well. People that play bowls.
Yeah. Anyway, how was my day?
How was you? How was your?
How was your day?
I cleaned and sorted out my. Necklaces.
I thought you said it was pretty shite today.
What do you mean? What does she mean, pretty shite
you
today?
You said when you came in.
Oh, and what a shite day. Hello. It was the day went very, very long today.
Yeah.
And the weather was appalling. Oh. Really, really bad.
But you were cleaning your necklaces.
I was cleaning my necklaces. That's about as adventurous as it gets. And Glenneth, how was your day?
Were you cleaning your necklaces?
I wasn't cleaning. You know, I've had my car at the garage for 6 weeks because the engine blew up.
Oh, yes. Have you got it? But it looks like the same one out there.
I've got my car back.
Yay!
And now, imagine my surprise when I'm driving down the motorway. And as I'm driving down, the engine light pings on. Again.
No.
So this happened yesterday. And I said, you're not going to believe this, Gov. I said, my light's come back on again. His engine mount's blow up. He says, bring it back in. We'll hook it up to the computer. And as I drove into the garage, pulled up in his forecourt, stopped it. Then I had to move it so they could put some Ford Fiesta up on the ramp. And as I started my car up again, the engine light went out.
It's just a fault. It's just a computer fault.
Yes, that's what he said. Well, he said, it's probably just a bit of dirt on a spark plug.
Really?
And it's cleared away, and it's
I
all
agree.
Sorted.
I think it's just we always worry, don't we? And
yeah.
Just, you know, little glitches like that. I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm but feeling in my psychic pants.
It's the feeling.
It's
of,
fine.
It's the pressure of Alfa Romeo ownership.
Well, yeah.
You said it's a haunted car. It could be haunted.
Hey,
car.
It could be haunted car.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a couple of merit.
Hey. Christine, do you remember Christine?
Oh, that was a good movie.
Oh,
that was
Christine,
a scary
yeah.
movie,
that was
Christine.
A haunted car.
Mm. You came all over body with. That was a scary movie, that Christine.
Is that not Welsh?
There's a bit of that there as well, wasn't there?
You became Scouse Welsh.
I do. David, Christine, Annie.
Maggie's loving this. She's
looking at the dog. Maggie.
Maggie wants a cheesy ball.
Oh, can she have a cheesy ball?
She likes cheese, but she won't have a ball.
Why not? Here, she's Maggie. Feminine. Maggie.
She's feminine.
She's feminine. Try the cheesy ball.
No, she won't.
Oh, she's
quite fussy. Just a lick of the ball there, I noticed. Okay. Teasing it, I noticed.
Teasing the... Teasing no, she's not interested. She's
the ball
funniest,
with her tongue.
Funniest dog. Ever.
If you put that ball in with our dogs, they'd have killed each other to get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they would have. Yeah, definitely.
There again. She's just between you two, they'd have killed each other to get to it, wouldn't
they? I know, I know. So, there's been a lot of stuff going on, haven't we, since we've last done a podcast.
Yes, we did. Podcast 13 in time for Halloween.
We did, and we did our Halloween show that went on...
On the telly.
Yeah.
Went Vocal on Records.
It did, fantastic. And then what else have we done? What else have we been up to? We've just been doing lots of stuff and being busy.
Yeah.
And yet, when you actually say, what exactly have you done? You actually
doing nothing.
It's a sign of age, isn't it? You've done loads of things to fill your day, and then when you can sit down to talk about it, you just can't remember what the chuffy did.
I know. Are we going to ring anybody tonight?
There could be a phone call this very evening. And we have, of course, lots of correspondence and stuff from people getting in touch. Shall we have correspondence call?
Will, you can come out of the cupboard now.
He really is in the cupboard.
There you go.
Correspondent corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
What was that ding-a-ling-a-linging, Mum? What's that?
It's an angel.
What is it?
It's a little angel.
Oh, it's an angel. That's great. That is not elf. Fabulous.
Should we start off with some messages on Periscope?
Yes.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. Somebody just said, what's wrong with us? So there we are. Laura Gamble says...
Hey, Laura Gamble! Gamble!
When's the next live event, says Cheryl? We're going to end up with NH questions, aren't we?
No, I think the live podcast.
Oh, the live podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. Here we are recording one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to box off a venue first, really?
Well, we've got a venue in mind. We need to
phone them.
We do.
Right, when we've phoned up a venue to confirm we can have their space, then we'll issue
invites,
or open up a ticket line or something.
Or we could just go to somebody's front room and invite people, and they've got to allow everyone in their house.
That would be funny. That would be very amusing.
If you...
That could be carnage.
Absolute carnage.
It's got to be somewhere that's sort of central. You know, it can't be too far north, too far south.
Dog's falling asleep, just
What's wrong with that dog?
She's human.
But she's not a normal dog, is she, really? Let's face it.
There are other dogs that do this.
No, Mum, no, it's human.
It's like, look. It's actually falling asleep.
Can we do a podcast in Middlesbrough? Somebody's saying Scotland, Gainsborough. That's Lincolnshire, isn't it?
I was in Gainsborough not long ago. Why
London.
No, that was a sex life.
Oh, was it?
Well, there we are. Right, well, we've got other correspondence to read out here from people who emailed the show. The email address is...
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. What is it, Carl?
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
What is it, Mother?
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Ooh! Mm-hmm. Well,
it's better than any old shit, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Cue the music.
Welcome to David Dickinson's Any Old Shit. Look at this antique. Here she is. Comes with its own pet. And other furnishings, like this old table. But there we are. What would we give for this kind of thing?
£5!
£5! £5 at auction.
Free ticket to a home.
Free ticket to a home. There we are. We'll take the Any Old Shit Roadshow out to where you live soon. Contact ITV.com. That's Dickinson's Any Old Shit in Droylsden.
Oh, I love that.
Cheap as chips.
I love it. It's just any old shit. I just love it so much. How's Barbara Brith?
Barbara Brith. I haven't made any Barbara Brith.
I'm very pleased that you haven't made any.
Why? Did you?
Because it's shit.
You didn't have to. Is it any old shit?
It's any old shit. It's absolutely shockingly bad shit.
You didn't have to eat it, though. apart from when you lost the apple bobbing challenge.
No, I know.
That was lovely. What annoys me with it is that it's one of the nicest things I've ever put in my mouth. And I've had lots of weird things in my mouth. And that was nice. And everyone has a go at it.
Well, I enjoyed it as well in the end. And you didn't touch the sides of Ali's mouth. Let me tell you.
You're not supposed to make any comments like you understand what they're talking about, Mother.
You're not talking about me.
Yeah, you're not. So don't try and cover your tracks.
She just hiccups.
My mother knows too much.
So the first bit of Correspondence Corner coming in is from Callum Toyne.
Hello, Callum Toyne.
Hi, Bess and Glenn. I absolutely love Podcast 13. I'm currently listening to it for the third time, brackets, but that's mainly because of my fingers of toes question debate.
Oh, God.
Domestic. I've noticed that all of my emails start a 5-minute discussion. First was Yvette not knowing who Jake Quickenden was. Second was the whole Drew Peacock Dwayne pipe thing. And third was the toes for fingers or fingers for toes question.
What's he going to do this time?
Well, something about my emails just starts discussion. I love the stories of your most scared moments, especially Mary as her running up the stairs after turning the lights off reminded me of 30 Years Drive slightly. My favourite episode of Most Haunted. And has he started a discussion? No, he hasn't. No. He's just left it there.
Why has he done that? I was looking forward to that.
Callum, you've let yourself down, Callum. You've let me down. You've let Yvette down. You've let Meggie the dog
down. Callum, I'm crying. I'm so sad. This is terrible. I'm going to have some more cheesy balls.
We've just had people on here from Kurdistan and also California.
Yeah. Really?
Hello, California.
Hello, Kurdistan.
Hello, Kurdistan.
Have a cheesy ball, Kurdistan.
Hey, California.
Yes, how are you all?
Oh, yes, what's going? What's occurring?
Search that on iTunes, please.
Yes, hello.
Overseas listeners.
Overseas listeners, come on. Or, anytime podcast, thank you very much.
Or audioboom.com.
And share it with your friends.
Yep. There we go. So that's Callum Toyne with half an email.
Go on.
Next one comes from James Rendell.
Hello, James. Gorgeous.
Hello to Yvette, Glenn, the mothers and the significant others. Congratulations on reaching 14 episodes. I know you don't want to mix the podcast with your day job, but I had to write to congratulate you on a fantastic spine-tingling and wonderful Halloween special from Shrewsbury.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us such a wonderful and memorable night. And thank you to Yvette for looking after Laura on the most haunted experience at Wentworth Woodhouse the weekend before. Sending so much love to you all, James Rendell.
Oh, that's very nice. That's
James nice. Is very nice. Very nice man.
I've yet to meet James, I think. Gareth in Southampton says, hi guys, just wanted to share a really cheesy joke with you after hearing the phrase Mount Ellen being a euphemism or a geographical landmark.
That was a good one. Mount Ellen.
What have you done with Ellen tonight anyway?
Where is Ellen?
Who?
That's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
Concentrated. Maggie having a photo take.
Oh, God's sake, that dog.
Anyway, what happened when... Oh, here we go, here's the joke. What happened when Moses went to Mount Olive?
What?
Popeye kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah, Olive mounted.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
That went down well, Gareth.
No, explain it to me.
What happened when Moses went to Mount Olive? Popeye kicked the crap out of him. Mount Olive is a plate. It's a geographical location, but also Olive is Popeye's girlfriend.
Oh, right, get there it. That's go. Not funny.
Now, by the way, did you know there is a band in that called the Flaming Lips, which could also be used to describe a severe injury for female joggers?
Well, yes, exactly. I've suffered with flaming lips. I've suffered with flaming lips when I was riding my horses.
Do you not like their music either?
And I tell you what, another thing that you suffer from as a horse lady. And I feel quite able to tell you this.
Compelled?
Yes. And it is basically queefing. Let's talk about queefing.
Let's just say hi to the person from Moscow first.
Yes. Oh, hello, Moscow! Oh, that's Fidania. Hello, thank you.
We've gone worldwide.
Spasibo, thank you. Mother!
I just want to say, how do you in Moscow feel about Steven Seagal becoming a citizen of Russia?
Has he?
Yeah, he's taken up Russian citizenship.
Excuse me, we're talking about something far more important. That's queefing. Now, Mother, do you know what queefing is?
No, I don't know what queefing is.
Let's see if Meggie does.
Do you know what queefing is?
What is queefing? He's showing a picture of the dog's belly.
Oh, don't do that. Take Meggie. Close them up like that. Oh, yes, you turn it over. See, she knows. She's a very clever dog. See, now she's turned her back on you now.
I can't.
Has that got something to do do with queefing then? Has it got something to do with queefing?
I've got no idea. It might be. Let's ask
give
the expert.
Glim it to Glenn. I can't speak. Queefing.
Queefing.
Oh, gosh. What do you think queefing is, Mum?
I would have said that it was something to do with styling your hair.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see where you're going with that, Mum.
Like quiffing. A quiff. A quiff. A quiff is for a man and a queef is for a lady. When you go to the hairdressers, you say, I want my queef.
I want a quiff.
No, a man would say, I want a quiff, and a lady would say, could you queef?
Can I sit down, because I need a queef?
So if that's the case, why would a horse rider be upset with one?
Why would a horse
Is it because you can't get your helmet on?
That could be what it is.
Oh, my God. I remember getting on my horse.
Your high horse?
On my high horse. Remember getting on my high horse, and I remember walking into the kitchen where Mary and my mother were, and as I walked, these horrendous noises came from nowhere that I had no control over. What don't you remember? Do you remember? And you just went, oh, that.
You did.
Oh, well,
that. Right, I understand what it is. The only time I've experienced a queefing is when I did a headstand. When I did a headstand up against a wall. Showing Yvette how to do it, and then I experienced a queefing.
Does it sound like everybody else experienced queefing at the same time?
Oh my God! Every woman will experience a queef at some point if they tell the truth. But do men have something similar?
What, from the end of their winky?
Well, why not? I think there is a little bit of air. There's air everywhere.
No.
No.
But can you imagine? I bet there's a guy out there that has.
I bet there's a guy out there.
And we don't want to hear from him.
Yes, we do. I want to hear and I want to know what it's called.
There's not as much.
I bet you it's called something.
Men are just more air? A bull burp.
No, what is it called from the end of your penis? Air escaping from the end of one's penis.
I can't think it's ever happened.
Google it now.
Not happened to me. Ask Siri.
I've just spilled red wine.
Just spilled the wine.
On Mum's tablecloth.
Did it go through?
Just no. Roll on it and see if it sucks it up.
That's what we used to say, isn't it?
What?
Well, sorry, forget that. Edit that bit there.
Well, there we are. And that's not all from Gareth, by the way, in Southampton. He says, remember I was talking about Chris Peacock, the...
Oh, Chris Peacock, yes,
ITV regional newsreader. He went digging around on Google and has indeed found an old picture of Chris Peacock from the old Television South region. That's Crispy Cock. You would change your name, wouldn't you?
I need glasses. I can't read what's on the bottom there, but I can see
his
face.
It is his name, yep.
Oh my God, Crispy Cock. Crispy Cock.
that's not real.
That's well, you change your name like you had. What did you have, Mother?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Crispy Cock.
No, you didn't have a crispy
no,
cock.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What did you mean?
Hold on up to the light.
Sorry.
Crispy Cock.
There you go. No. What
did I have?
I said, did you have, you had something like that and you said a crispy cock and I said, no,
I never had anything like that.
I know you've never had a crispy cock. Well, I would hope not, Mother. But what I'm saying is, names, strange names.
Oh, farting drop.
There we go, farting
who
drop.
Who do you know called farting drop?
My mum and I were sat in the doctor's waiting to be called. You know, they come out and call people's names,
yes.
Like Mrs. Beattie. And this one came up, me and my mum were dying. It was farting drop.
Sounds more like a medical complaint, doesn't it, rather than the actual patient's name.
No, I think it might, should have been perhaps she was a Mrs. Bucket or something, and it probably should have been for tin drop or something like that.
But it was farting drop. Oh, dear God. Go on, more.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have an email from Sandra Fricker. It says, hi, Ben Glenn, just listened to the latest podcast, and as usual, I'm in fits of laughter. I've just realised that we're on a semi-detached, aren't we, still?
Sorry, keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah, as usual, I'm in fits of laughter. would love to come to a Christmas podcast, especially if you do it in or near London.
London?
Looking forward to the next podcast, you slag, says Sandra. Actually, I just added that bit on the end, but it fitted the accent.
Very good. I wouldn't have thought Sandra would have said, you slag.
You slag. Tiffany Ball's been in touch.
Who?
Tiffany Ball.
Tiffany's lovely.
Her middle name's Cheesy.
No, it's Tiffany Cheesy Ball. Lovely.
It should be now.
Very nice.
Tiffany says, hi, Yvette and Glenn. It's Tiffany here who runs Yvette Fans on Twitter.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Yvette. Was listening to you talking about the Marmite cake, and we use the word gip down south. You said it's mainly a northern word, not a southern word.
Oh, really?
To be fair, I've never heard it, and I'm from the south.
Yeah. You are, so
maybe
there you
go. Just a bit posh.
Well, me and Tiff, we're like that.
Can I just throw in there, and I've just had a text from Jenny.
Oh, yeah?
And she has told us that the male version of a queef is a peef. And I have just checked it on the internet.
No.
And it's absolutely correct.
Is it really?
Only Jenny would know this.
Absolutely. Jenny, why do you know this?
How is it spelled?
P-E-E-F.
And there is a little fart that comes at the end of a penis.
Well, they've got a name for it, so it must happen. It must be.
A wow. Peef. A queef and a peef.
A queef and a peef. Oh, excuse me, that was a peef.
So are you saying it's something to do with your hairstyle? Is that what you're saying?
What are you saying?
Well, it'll help with the parting, I'm sure.
Yes, it will. You asked me what was a queef.
Yes.
And I said it was a sort of type of hairstyle.
Yes, but surely you know what a queef is
now. I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a crispy Chris or something.
That has actually sucked it up.
What?
The cheesy ball's
not.
A wine
no,
drinker.
No, it's not.
Shh. There we are.
I've dropped a little bit of red wine on the tablecloth.
Okay. Did it go through? I keep asking you. Did it go through to the white one?
Yeah, there's more tablecloths on this than
you can never relax when you're at your parents' house, can you?
I'll tell you what, you can sleep on this and still not feel the pee.
For the occasion.
No.
Mm, you just keep telling him that.
There we go
then.
Tiffany also goes on to say, I'm really glad you liked your birthday card and presents.
Oh, thank you
sending
so much.
Love to
yes,
everyone,
very sweet of you.
Now, the Anytime Podcast Show is also broadcast on Sunday nights from an internet radio station called In Radio. And we've actually had correspondence come through that website.
Really? Ooh. Oh, how exciting.
Yes. It comes from Shannon Jenkins, who's been listening to
Hello,
In
Radio. Shannon.
And she says, hi, Yvette and Glenn. Anytime Podcast is hilarious. I'm from South Carolina. In the United States.
Oh my God.
Oh, very close to my heart.
Do they really talk? I mean, like, they're more sort of like
they
southern.
Talk like, they
it's right. I was trying to find that.
I used
accent.
To live in North Carolina, in Raleigh. Well, actually, in High Point near Raleigh.
Somebody on the phone. There's somebody on the
that's
phone.
That's Mary. She'll be ringing out. Can I take this
for
a second?
Yeah, you take the phone call.
Wait a minute. Hello, Mary. All right?
I'm brilliant, thank you, Mama. Basically, they've let me go a little bit earlier, so I just wanted to inform you. I'll probably be waiting near the cobbles and see if I can get a glass of water in Casimir. Cause
how can
so
they let
beef.
You? How can they let you go 2 hours early? What have you done?
That's ridiculous.
Nothing. It's just that's what they've done. They said, "Do you want to go an hour early?" And I was there, like, "Right, okay."
You say no because I can earn money by staying.
Yeah, I mean, they said we're too overstaffed, so...
Well, that's their problem, not yours.
That's not right, is it?
Yeah, they called you in.
Oh, well, all right.
Go for a coffee.
She works at a well-known burger chain.
She can sit there and have something to eat, can't she?
And to be honest...
Are you all right
honest,
waiting for a bit?
To be honest, they messed her about terribly.
All right, then, okay. All right, we love you.
Right, I love you too, Mama.
Bye. It just annoy me that.
That's not right.
Yeah, but this well-known burger chain has messed her about with timings, and you'd think they'd have it together because...
Is it because they've got some clown in charge?
Yeah, there's because...
Why can't we just say McDonald's?
I think you just did. No, that's a fact. It is. It's McDonald's, and it's in.
But very annoying, especially when you've got a young girl. Yeah. She's just 17.
Yeah.
You know, and it's night time.
My mum and dad are in Droylsden.
Yeah.
Oh gosh!
I mean, it's a good job. It's a good job. We don't care about her really.
I know. Bless her cotton. Are we finished periscoping then?
Yeah, it actually jammed. I think.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, because no things came up, and it had 87 on the bottom, and it just carried on with 87.
Right.
So
well, I'll watch the playback later, maybe. Anywho, we're with Shannon Jenkins.
Oh, that's right, from South Carolina. Lovely!
I can't do the accent. How does it go?
It's really down south. It's Forrest Gump land, isn't it? Run, Forrest, run.
Well,
I feel compelled now to be editing in the theme tunes of the Dukes of Hazzard.
I think so. Do it now.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
It's them good old boys.
I was arrested in South Carolina.
Were you?
Yes. You've been arrested in lots of places.
Well, I was arrested in by the Chinese at one point, but that was a different matter. But this was in South Carolina.
Kung Hei Fat Choi.
Were you arrested by the fuzz?
I was picked up by the fuzz, yes, and it hurt.
I've been picked up by the fuzz as well.
But that was our third date.
Horse riding?
No, that's when I was queefing.
Shall we find out what Shannon was saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It says, your shows keep me laughing and keep me laughing in stitches. Love you guys to pieces.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you for taking the effort to message us, Shannon. It's nice that the show is reaching the world far and wide.
Right.
And you are very fortunate to live in God's very own chosen country. I love South Carolina and North Carolina, to be fair. But
I thought that was beautiful. Yorkshire.
God's country. Oh, Yorkshire, yeah, really, yeah, Yorkshire.
Did you swear then?
No, it's what they say, God's country. Do you know, I can't say the word country without saying tree. Sarah Davis has been in touch. He says, hi, Yvette and Glenn.
Hello.
Just wanted to say I'm loving your podcast. So, so funny. Just finished listening to podcast 12. She's got a while to go. Whilst walking to work this morning, I was in fits of laughter and got some very funny looks. Can't wait for the next one. It's already there, Sarah, in Norwich.
And have you ever been in a situation where you're actually reading a book or listening to something and you are laughing out loud? And I was doing it in the hairdresser. I was reading this book called, what is it? I work on the oil rigs, but my mother thinks I'm a piano player in a whorehouse. And that's the actual title of the book. And I was laughing and laughing and laughing out loud. And people look at you really strange, but it's actually quite, what's the word? Fulfilling. It's actually quite
liberating.
Liberating. Yeah. There you go.
Liberating.
You just think, what the hell? I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm having a good time and I'm happy. And so if anybody fancies a really good read.
It's called
I work on the rigs, but my mother thinks I'm a piano player in a whorehouse.
Incredible.
Oh, very good.
Paul Clare's been in touch.
Hello.
He says, hi, Yvette and Glenn and the team. Love listening to all your podcasts. I download them onto my iPod and listen to them on the way to work in the car. I'm sure people must think I'm a bit loopy when they see me laughing out loud to myself as I'm driving down the M56 listening to you whilst I'm on my way to work at Manchester Airport. It's because, you see, Paul, you're listening to your podcast and you're laughing in the car. You won't get anything on the radio in the Northwest worth laughing to, you see. So
you've got to listen to us.
You've got to listen to the podcast.
Exactly. And what does he do at the airport? Does he do those strip searches?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know, I want to meet somebody that does those, because I bet you they've got some fantastic stories. It's a bit like the people...
And
the
technique.
The nurses and the doctors that work in A&E, and they tell you some of the things that they found there. People walk in. I did a thing on my Twitter feed. If people want to have a look, go through the history. I've got x-rays on there.
Really?
And some of the foreign objects that people in A&E have discovered. A Buzz Lightyear. I will say no more. A Buzz Lightyear up the rectum.
Is it called A&E because people have missed out the RNS from the middle?
I think that's what it is. Horse! Horse!
Horse!
Oh, go on! quang, quang.
Now, Paul says, Carl's toilet talk about the massive blowout reminded me of the time when I was dealing with a flight at Manchester Airport.
Go on.
A passenger on the inbound flight from Germany had quite a large accident similar to what Carl described, but because of the confined space of the aircraft, the discharge went everywhere, up the walls, on the windows, on the floor.
God.
Just covered the plane, so much so that the outbound flight had to be cancelled and the aircraft flown to an airport where it could carry out specialised cleaning.
Oh, my God.
I just hope Carl doesn't get caught short whilst on a plane. Actually, Carl, you haven't been on a plane when this happened, have you?
From Germany. I don't know.
I can remember the time when we were coming back from Spain and Carl was asleep and he was curled up and he had his head on my legs.
So unfair.
And did you quaff?
No. He What is it? What was that word? Peefed.
Peefed.
I didn't peef. That's from the winky. I didn't do it from the winky.
Well, the way it smelled, I swear to God.
Did it smell of asparagus?
It smelled. Isn't that weird? He did a fart and it was so... It had people gagging. People were gagging. It was so bad.
Was it silent but violent?
It was very silent but violent.
Can I just tell the truth
about
this?
Evil, evil. We had to ditch. We had to ditch because people couldn't cope with it anymore. People were bracing. They were in the brace position.
She's carrying on because she doesn't want the truth.
And you can't light a match on a plane, can you?
I can't. Nothing. People were dying. Oxygen masks were coming down.
Right, she's carrying on because I'm going to tell you the absolute truth of what this happened.
Still lay there.
I was asleep. I was asleep, so of course I was to blame. But she actually admitted it was her.
It wasn't.
That did a silent
it
one.
It was not.
I blamed
me.
It on
just
me.
Doing that now. It was him. There he was, lying there,
dear,
sucking his
me.
Thumb, and he just let the whole world have it on the plane.
It seems that's a story we will never really get to the truth about, will we, really, between the both of them?
This is the Trump and Clinton of the aeroplane fart gate.
I know good farts. I know big farts. Right. Lisa Rose has been in touch. Who we called on the last podcast, you might recall.
Oh, yes. Lovely, lovely
says,
lady.
Says me again. Lol. Given you guys are generally half cut during your very funny podcast, I'd be interested to see if you can say this. Go on, dare you. And it's the age old...
What's this?
What's the word? It's like a limerick, isn't it?
Oh, go on.
I'm not a pheasant plucker. Do you know the one?
Oh, go on then. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. If I... What is it?
I'm only plucking pheasants.
I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant pluckers comes.
Yes. Slightly different lyric on Lisa's. It says, I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking feathers because the pheasant plucker's late.
Oh, that's a bit different.
Slight variation. Must be that they're in Bristol version.
That's right. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late. Ooh. You'll have me in stitches if you read this. Oh, I'm reading it upside down. I thought it was part of the limerick. This is my very first limerick I ever learnt, and I thought it was so rude I didn't even repeat it to my mother.
Was it Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry?
It wasn't. How'd you guess? It was. Oh God, I've forgotten it now. It was. There was a young woman from Ealing who had a peculiar feeling. She lay on her back and opened a crack and pissed all over the ceiling. And I learned that when I was 9 or 10 years old, and I thought it was the rude... Well, it is still very rude. And I was sort of went round for weeks knowing I had this filthy secret and I didn't know what to do with it. But I wanted to tell people, but I couldn't because it was so rude.
Well, do you know what? Callum's out of a job now with starting discussions. It turns out Lisa's done just that with limericks and rhymes and things like that.
There you go, you see? And anybody listening to that limerick... That's a disgraceful limerick and not one to be laughed at either. That's a shameful limerick.
If you want to send shameful limericks to us, then the email address is...
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. What is it, Mother?
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
No. Mother, it isn't. It's hello at...
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Yeah!
Oh, hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. UK.
That's 01811 8055. Yay! Oh no, that's Swap Shop.
Oh, I love that. You set my alarm for that.
Lawrence Walden's been in touch. And you can ask me on the podcast, and you know it's fine.
Do you want a cup of tea?
I was getting, it was like give us a clean. It and was a bit charades, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A cup of tea.
Tea cake,
a cup of tea.
Tea cake.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Ange. Would you like a finger?
Sorry.
Would you like a finger?
Not tonight.
We haven't rung Agnes.
We haven't rung Agnes.
We need to ring her.
Well, yes. Shall we? We'll get the last correspondence.
Yes. Make a cup of tea and a slice of cake.
Okay. Lawrence Walden's been in touch.
Hello, Lawrence.
He says, "Hi guys, just listen to the Halloween podcast whilst walking home from badminton, howling all the way. Would also love a cheesy call. No, I would love a cheeky call from you sometime." And he's given his number. Please keep up the good work. Sending lots of love and hippie hugs to us all.
Maybe we should ring Lawrence.
Well, maybe we should. Shall we?
Shall we?
Yo, yo.
Hello, can I speak to Lawrence Walden, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, yes, do you have PPI?
PPI? I don't think I've had PPI before.
Right, okay. Have you got Yvette and Glenn?
Is that Glenn?
Yay!
Hello, Lawrence, dear boy!
Hello, Lawrence, it's Carl here.
Hello.
Hello there, sir, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, how are you?
All right.
We've all gone very posh.
Lawrence, I know we have, yes.
Lawrence, tell our listeners where you're from.
I am from Weymouth in Dorset.
Weymouth in Dorset.
Right there on the south coast.
I do love Dorset.
We love Dorset, it's lovely. How are you, gorgeous person?
I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm all right. What you've been doing? Just as the phone went there, what were you doing? And if it was anything rude, we don't want to know.
We do.
As you know, I was sorting out my modem because it just cut off on me. So.
See, I didn't want to know if it was rude. What? Why have you just told me that?
That's a cover story.
Oh, is it?
he was looking through his favourite internet pages.
Yeah, the modem.
No, I was just Netflixing at the moment.
Oh, so. What are you watching on Netflix?
I'm watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine at the moment.
Oh, I've never really got into that. Should I?
It's one of my favourite series of Star Trek at the moment.
Oh, I might become a bit of a Trekkie, you see, because I love the old ones with what's his face
Kirk.
In it. Kirk, Captain Kirk.
It's very dark. It's a very dark version of...
A very dark version.
Did they not have much lighting on the space station?
I think they forgot to put 50p in the meter.
Oh, there we go. So anyway, the reason why we're ringing up very quickly is to just ask you, how was your day?
It was great, thank you. It was just having a chilled out day because I was doing 9 hours travelling from Wales yesterday, so...
Why were you travelling from Wales? What's going on there then, boyo?
I was having a holiday seeing a very good friend of mine, so...
Oh, right, whereabouts in Wales?
South of Wales, Pembroke.
Oh, I love it around there. It's very spiritual. It's lovely, isn't it? I love it. I'm very jealous of you going down there. I know a lot of people don't speak like that in Wales, but I just like to imagine that they do, you know?
There's something poetic about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. You see, I can swear in Welsh. I say it every time. I'm not going to say it right now because I'd offend a lot of people. See there? I'm not going to do it.
What, you're not offending anyone with that accent?
No, that's very true, actually. Very, very true.
Lawrence?
Yes?
We've got to ask all our callers this now, seeing we started it with Lisa on the last one. Would you like a finger?
I would like a finger.
Oh, we'd like a finger.
Pass one down the telephone.
Let's pass one down to Lawrence.
Opening up the packet now.
Oh, I say, that's nice. Look, say,
I'd also like a mouthful. I'd also like a mouthful of balls as well.
He'd like a mouthful of balls. Here you are, love. Help yourself. There we are, all for you. And with that, we will now say goodbye. Your mouth is full and your head is full of happiness. Lots of love, my darling.
Lots of love to you guys too.
Bye, sweetie.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Long and prosper.
Yes.
Live long and prosper. Bye.
See you guys later. Bye.
Oh, he's so sweet,
Lawrence. He's a lovely guy.
I'm enjoying my finger.
You always did.
One whole one, right in the mouth, straight away.
Wow. Shall we phone Agnes?
Oh, we must phone Agnes.
Phone Agnes.
Come on. Mum, did you make the screen yourself?
Yes. Oh. Tess shot bought, actually, didn't it? But I froze it. It's been frozen for a year.
It's very nice.
Hello?
Hello, Agnes!
Hello, Agnes!
Hello, hen!
Hiya!
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, that's great.
I'm fine, that's who I am.
So, what's new, hen?
What's new? Let me think. Where have I been? What have I done? What have I heard today?
I'd like to
tell you this. Just over a week ago, my friend Polly and I were coming out of Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, yes.
And we're just coming through the door. All the other people, like, and all of a sudden we're getting these shoved out the way, and somebody's saying, excuse me, please, excuse me, please. And we looked around, there's this big, tall guy, three flipping coats over his arm, running out with him. He pinched him, yeah.
He pinched him, shoplifter.
Yeah. So I run down one of the side streets in Preston, and we were just about to run after him, but for God, my knee had let me down. I couldn't run any faster. So we just went back into Marks and Spencer and said, yeah, fellas just said, oh, yeah, we know, like, you know, so thanks for telling us. Yeah, so that was my
So you were almost a victim of crime, being pushed to the ground whilst the shoplifter made way from Marks and Spencer's in Preston. If you've been affected by anything you've heard in tonight's podcast, please don't have nightmares. That's incredible. And you thought you could chase after them, did you?
Well, you never know. Like, you know what I mean?
Hero.
The
course
of
the
high
were
100 pounds.
Hero.
That's amazing.
Silly thing to do, Agnes.
Oh, there's always one, isn't there?
Very silly thing to do.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't have made one of the £100 coats.
This day and age, you can't be doing stuff like that.
This is the thing, I know that my mum, she said, the first thing she did, she didn't go just go back in to tell them that the coats were gone off with this guy. She went in to check how much they were each. That's £100 a piece, apparently.
She did, really? Yeah. Is that what she just said?
Yeah. If he's going to steal something, let's find out how much it was worth.
Was that a bargain, eh? Was it worth it?
It's not worth the hassle if it was like only $5.99 or something.
Well, that's right.
I love the fact that she wanted to run after him.
I know. Aww.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, you would have walked with your netball, wouldn't you?
Shoplifting for the over 50s, they only walk away.
Agnes,
it's a smash and walk.
Have you heard, Agnes, of walking netball and walking football?
No.
I'm sure that I'm making this up. Anybody out there knows or heard of walking netball? I don't mean the netball's walking. I don't mean the ball's got legs.
I heard of walking snooker.
It's like a game of netball game, but instead of running, you're walking with it. And passing and doing everything that you normally do when you play netball, just that we're walking. And it's for the over 60s.
Oh, for the elderly. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yes, and the football, yes.
Yeah, and football. See. Yes, thank you, Agnes, thank you.
So have you had a go at it, Mum, or anything like that?
No, I've just heard about it, that's all. Just seen it on the telly.
Agnes, I want to ask a question. This is something we touched on earlier. Do you know what queefing is?
Queefing?
Yes.
No.
Oh, we were just hoping somebody would know.
What does it sound like to you? Because I'll tell you what it sounded like to me, because I was wrong. So
hair.
See?
What'd you say?
Hair. Which is exactly what I said.
Queefing.
Have you ever queefed, Agnes?
See, it's rude. Be very careful, Agnes. Be very careful. You should know by now that everything they
do... Right,
I know that lot. Yes. No, I'm not answering it. You tell me.
This is Mother's talking now. You shouldn't be interfering, should they, Agnes?
Sorry?
I want to know what she thinks it is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
She said hair.
Well,
just hair, yeah. Something to do with hair.
Have another guess.
Hairdressing.
No, they keep saying have another
it's
guess.
It's a sound, a rude sound.
A rude what?
Sound.
Sound?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not even passing wind, do you?
Yes, but from which end?
Oh. I'll say buffing then.
No, nether regions.
Oh, that end.
Yes, but which part?
What?
Which part?
This is where she pretends she's gone deaf.
Which part?
Yes.
Oh, God. Just the back end.
No.
Well, I've heard the other one then.
Well, I'm educating you.
That's too polite to say.
I'm educating you. It's from a woman's front bottom.
No, I've never heard of that.
So have you ever queefed, Agnes?
No, I can't say I have.
Have you ever done a headstand?
No, now, don't you? No, now.
And apparently, Agnes, apparently, there is one that a man... Can you believe this? Air comes out of the end of a man's penis and it's called a peef.
My God. Where did you get all these facts from?
We've been on a fact hunt.
Terrible.
Honestly, God.
Really, yes, you should be here with them.
What have we been on?
Terrible, terrible it is, Agnes. It really is embarrassing.
That'd be terrible. They really are.
It's another word
for it. Listen to them.
Oh, dear.
You should know better by now.
Mother, it's been a joy and a delight to speak to you again.
Bye, and you.
Oh,
you have to clean
lots
your act
of love,
up a
Agnes.
Bit.
See
you again.
Bye.
See you again. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Do you know, the aim is to get both mothers here with us.
Yes, that would be a rather good plan. I'm quite sure that one day we'll make that happen.
We will do.
Perhaps get a photograph of it. It'd be nice. Yes. Like to know who I'm talking.
I'll find a picture of her. Aye.
Nice. Are we continuing?
Yes, we have a bit. We've got a time to squeeze in the come to my kitchen mentions, but time is almost upon us, and we won't have time for the mysteries.
No,
we never do.
I know.
It's a mystery. The mystery sound. We never heard it.
It could be a peef.
It could be.
What does a peef sound like? I'm going to Google it.
Right. Well, whilst you do that, here are some of the people wanting us to visit their kitchens, which is something else we said we'd do. Emma from Layson says, "Hi, Yvette and Glenith.
Hello.
I'm currently halfway through podcast 11. I'll be sad when I finally catch up, as they've been great to listen to whilst cooking and doing the housework, and most importantly, whilst my son was in hospital having tests. However, not so good when trying to study. I must have been the first mum ever to be sat in the paediatric high dependency units giggling away to herself."
Brilliant. Superb.
Crikey. Anywho, she says, "If you are still considering dropping into Cheesy Ballers Kitchens, you are more than welcome to pop into us. Not only do we have beautiful views of Loch Leven from our front room...
Loch Leven!
We are just outside Kinross in Scotland."
Oh, lovely, ooh, lovely. Lovely.
"My local supermarket stocks Cheesy Balls..." Well, is it a Morrison's or an Asda? We need to know these things. "And also, there is nothing you can't throw at us that we can't cope with." She says, "I've got 10 children."
How many?
Wow.
Is she lying to us?
Honestly, yeah, Emma, do you not have a television in your house? "So, to a degree, we're used to chaos and mayhem. You may also be lucky enough to come to our across our paranormal lodger, who loves to wind up one of our dogs by knocking on the back door when waiting for her to enter the door." Is this your peeping noise?
It's a peef.
It's a peef.
It's a camel from up here.
It's a peef. It's a peef.
There's an actual video
of a peef. On YouTube.
Is there real?
Everyone who listens to this is now going to be going on YouTube putting peef in.
Yeah, I am.
Sort of like a cat meowing.
I'm crying. I'm crying. Let's see what else it says.
You know what? That could have been the mystery noise for them.
He's playing with his peef.
He's playing with his peef.
It doesn't have to make him
go. We're not going to tell you what it is. Because
it sounds like a cat.
It does sound like, but it isn't.
It's not a cat.
No, it's a penis.
No, it's a cat.
In the shape of a cat.
He's wearing one of those
fur coats.
Willy warmers.
Willy warmers. Oh, God, that was funny. Oh, dear. Let's finish. I'm crying again at this bloody show we do.
Anyway, halfway through Emma's message. Can't finish the rest of it, Emma.
Sorry.
You're in the pot. Put it that way.
Yes.
And so is Aaron Riley, who says...
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, guys. It's Aaron from Essex. Thank you for the shout-out during the live show. You got my accent down to a T. Please come down south for a live show. I'll be totally there. Also, very strange, I sent you that clip of Jack Douglas, so I thought it would be something funny to send you guys. But then I listened to the podcast and you mentioned about somebody you couldn't remember the name of from the Carry On films, and it was the same person I sent in.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah, how spooky, he says. I hadn't even listened to the podcast yet.
Uh-huh.
If you're ever in Essex, you're welcome to come over mine for a cuppa and some cheesy balls in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
There we are. I could be your GBFF. Do you know what that is?
Great big
best friend.
Friendly friend.
Gay best friend for life.
Oh,
for life. For
I haven't life. Got a gay best friend for life.
Have you not?
No.
It could be Aaron Reiling.
I've got a bag for
could
life.
Could be.
You've got a bag for life, mother, yeah? It's called me.
Libby and Ross on Y wants us to go into the West Midlands kitchen.
Hello.
Steve Robinshaw wants us to go to his house in Stoke.
Well, that's quite close.
And Francesca Bowman Finch says, listen to episode 13, loved it. You're welcome to come to my house and go into the kitchen for a spot of pampering. My German Shepherd would love to sniff you.
Oh, dear.
And I'd like to sniff your German Shepherd.
No, that sounds wrong. No.
Yvette being conceived in the Volkswagen camper.
Oh, I know.
We have one and would only be too happy to conceive my first sprogling in it. Keep the podcast coming.
Hey, when we're not there.
Do you want me to come out and help?
No.
If we're not recording, you do that, Francesca. But thank you very much from Frankly Beautiful Makeup. She gets a free plug out of it as well. So there we are. So no time for the mystery noise.
No, what a shame. We will do that again. We will do that next time. We keep saying that, but we will. What the hell was that?
What was that? She just randomly just made a weird noise.
Yeah. Was it you?
It's like at Christmas when she's had too much sherry. She's just in the corner of the room, burping, queefing.
I love
and
it.
She said, we haven't got time to have this. You can use that.
She just made a noise up.
Is that what it is?
For a mystery noise.
Right. No, we've got a mystery noise. But we haven't got time to go through the answers.
Next time.
Oh my God,
it's
mother.
It's becoming a running joke anyway. That's the way it's turning out.
Do we have to say goodbye? It only feels like we've been talking for 2 minutes.
I know. It's strange, isn't it? But we've done very, very well, I think, getting through so much.
Can you not have it longer?
Well, we can, but I'm thinking of your time and everything like that. That's all.
The actress said to the fish, can I have it a bit longer?
Say, help me.
The dog.
The dog's sitting there looking with big eyes going,
take me home with you.
Please help me.
She's mad, you know.
Mad. She makes weird noises. She queefs, you know. She stands on her head, then queefs.
Oh, I've just prodded myself right in the nose. I actually went like that. Oh, dear. What?
Dear.
No, I've never done that when I've washed my face.
Yeah, when you go up and down like that to wash your face,
you say you want a finger?
Big nose.
You want to put Cadbury's finger up your nose?
Come on then.
There you go.
You're not going to put one up your nose,
no,
are you,
I'm
mother?
I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, oh, I was going to say.
I should have handed it to you then.
Well, should we finish on a finger?
Yes, let's finish on a finger. Just to remind our listeners, if you want to get in touch for a Correspondence Corner or for your limericks, or you want us to give you a call on recording time, then do you get in touch?
Yes, hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. Or if you want to record a peef, please share with us.
We're not in a rush with them, to be honest.
Yeah.
But we are for queefs.
Good night.
Yvette and Glenn. Oh my God, the star is my father's face.
With their Anytime Podcast Show.
Your favorite band's about to play a sold out show. You got in.
Over here.
With a friend. And found a spot close enough to see the set list. They're definitely playing your song. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it. Your plans?
Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.